Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening, Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa defies a unity government principal's order to withdraw his court application seeking to postpone national elections to August 14th as parties disagree on the election date.
For Minister Chinamasa's application to be withdrawn and for the fresh application to be filed, which fresh application includes the input of the other parties with the GNU, we did bring this point to the attention of the Chief Justice.
Parliament passes the Money Laundering and Proceeds of Crime Bill, which Finance Minister Tendai Biti says will help curb the concealing of diamond proceeds from the Marange diamond fields.
You will only resist this bill if you are a thief and if you are laundering money, including diamond money, but any ordinary Zimbabwean will actually welcome this bill.
And moderate ZANU-PF lawmaker Chindori Chininga dies in a car crash when his Jeep Cherokee allegedly failed to stop at a T-junction in Umfori last night.
Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa is defying a unity government principal's order to withdraw his court application seeking to postpone national elections to August 14th, pending agreement among governing parties on the election date. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Minister Chinamasa's lawyer, Freddy Gijima, told reporters outside the Supreme Court building today that his client is not backing down on his application to delay the July 31st elections to the 14th of August. On the directive of President Robert Mugabe, Chinamasa approached the court on Tuesday seeking to delay the polls following concerns raised by the president's coalition partners and Southern African Development Community leaders at a summit of the regional bloc in the Mozambican capital Maputo on June 15th. Prior to the SADC summit, Mr. Mugabe had proclaimed July 31st as the date of national elections without consulting his governing partners. He had also fast-tracked electoral amendments into law using his presidential powers to bypass parliament. Yesterday, unity government principals met at State House and directed Chinamasa to withdraw his application pending agreement on the content of the application by parties in the coalition government. The principals' meeting followed complaints by the two MDC formations in the coalition government that Mr. Chinamasa had acted outside the SADC directive. Gijima said Chinamasa's case will now be heard next Wednesday on an urgent basis.
Well, I'm not aware of that. I'm a lawyer, I'm not a politician. I'm not aware of that. My instructions are to proceed with this matter. It has been granted on the basis that it will also be placed on the continuous roll next week, beginning Wednesday, 26 June, and all parties should file their papers by Monday so that it could be heard on that roll.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's attorney, Chris Mike, said his client was surprised by Chinamasa's actions.
We did indicate to the judges that there is an agreement between the leaders of the parties for Minister Chinamasa's application to be withdrawn and for the fresh application to be filed, which fresh application includes the input of the other parties to the GNU. We did bring this point to the attention of the Chief Justice. And the lawyer for Minister Chinamasa said if that application is finally agreed on before the hearing of the main matter, a withdrawal will be effected and the new application will be heard.
This was also supported by Advocate Tabani Mpofu, who is representing Industry Minister Walshman Ncube.
We had taken the position where we believed that Minister Chinamasa was going to withdraw this application, but he has indicated that he's forging ahead with it. And the moment that he indicated that he was forging ahead with it, we had to agree to it being set down on an urgent basis, because if the application is to be heard, it must be heard on an urgent basis. There's no doubt about it. And the Chief Justice had indicated that he has set down all the constitutional matters on the continuous roll beginning on Wednesday.
In other election news from the court, Chief Justice Godfrey Chijigau Siku said an application brought to the court by Zimbabwe Development Party leader Kisnot Mukwaji will be heard next week. Mukwaji wants the court to declare that all parties participating in elections should get campaign funds from Treasury.
So we feel it's an infringement of our rights to go to election without funding while others are getting. Besides, we are not allowed to get funding from outside Zimbabwe, and others are getting funds from the fiscus, and we actually caught in between. Therefore, we are just crying to the Constitutional Court, which is the only way forward. And our constitution is quite clear that the political parties must get funding for promotion of multi-party democracy. Besides that, also that the credibility of elections must not be questionable.
Meanwhile, Chijigau Siku said all cases to do with the pending polls will be heard next week on a continuous basis. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.